Well, the notice came from the Vatican, and right away, the Archdiocese of Portland began the process of gathering in parishes to join in the worldwide synod on synodality. Well, the Pastoral Center took in all that information, and now a final report has been completed. But what happens now? Well, joining us today to tell us more is Todd Cooper, the Director of Special Ministries of the Archbishop. Good morning, Todd. Great to have you back on the show.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks. Great to be with you again.
Well, looking at the synod, and, you know, it was one thing, we were dealing with COVID, and then it's like, let's gather in our churches now, too. You know, the Archdiocese really took this on and sent out so much information about how parishes could gather for this process. Do you have any idea about how many Catholics and parishes in the Archdiocese participated in this process?
Yeah, Brenda, you know, we have 124 parishes. Almost every parish participated in the synod at some level, which is fascinating to me and a shock and a surprise because we don't always get that much participation. But yeah, in terms of the overall numbers, my best estimate is we had probably around 2,000 people total that participated in the discernment sessions and writing in to the Archbishop. And so, yeah, it was a very robust participation. We were very, very happy with it. It's what the Archbishop wanted to see. He himself is very, very pleased with the whole process and how many people really turned out for it.
Well, it was a huge undertaking. And, you know, Todd, you were part of this process. And now you have all this information. You gathered it all together and it was submitted to the USCCB. So what were some of the, I would say, you know, wonderful things that this report found out that was important to the Catholics in the Archdiocese of Portland?
You know, I'd say for me personally, Brenda, that the number one thing that was discussed through all of our discernment sessions and that really rose to the top for Catholics here in Western Oregon was the importance of the Eucharist and the sacraments. That really gave me encouragement, and I was heartened by that because, you know, there's this famous Pew study that came out a few years back that talked about the fact that there's so many Catholics that really don't believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And while in a certain sense, I do believe that's probably true, maybe Catholics can't articulate what we believe about the Eucharist because maybe we haven't catechized them that well. But the reality is our people understand, you know, to the depths of their being, I think, that the Eucharist really is what gives life in the church. The celebration of the Eucharist and the sacraments really, this is what our lives as Catholics revolve around, the Eucharist and the sacraments. And so I was very heartened by that information. And I think we're going to take that and build on it, especially, you know, and this is connected with the Eucharistic revival that the U.S. bishops have called for and that we're in the middle of right now. But that really more than anything was inspiring and encouraging to me.
Well, if you are just joining us, I am speaking with Todd Cooper. Todd is the Director of Special Ministries in the Archdiocese of Portland. He's talking to us today about the final report on the Synod on Synodality.
So, Todd, what happens now? All the information has been gathered on the local levels in the Archdiocese around the country, around the world, actually. So what's the next step?
Yeah, so for us locally, David, the Archbishop really wants to use this information. We don't want it just to, you know, float out there and you know, not take advantage of it. And so what we're going to do is continue to unpack this information with the Archdiocesan Pastoral Council, which is a group of advisors to the Archbishop, and there's representatives from throughout the Archdiocese that sit on that council. This year, by providence, we have what's called an Archdiocesan Pastoral Assembly, which will take place in the fall. This gathering takes place every 3 years, and it gathers together all the pastors and two representatives from every parish pastoral council in the diocese. So we're going to use that assembly to really continue to unpack all the information that came in through the discernment sessions and really kind of focus on what initiatives, what pastoral initiatives, what evangelization initiatives we really need to focus on in the diocese. So the Archbishop really is planning to work with the Archdiocese and Pastoral Council. He's heard from his pastors and his area vicars as well about the synod and the information that came from it. So we're just not going to let it go. We're going to, you know, and so the Eucharist and the sacraments, again, being of great importance, obviously, we're going to dive into this Eucharistic revival. You know, things like community and catechesis are important for our Catholics. So figuring out ways to, how can we build community better within our parishes, especially? What kind of catechesis do we need to do? People are hungry for that. So many other things, just even our service and works of mercy, the importance of our youth and young adults. So it was just a number of things really that came out in these discernment sessions that are on the hearts and minds of Catholics, things that are life-giving in the church that we want to build on and create initiatives around. So that's kind of, kind of moving forward. That's a little bit of the vision.
Well, Todd, those are life-giving parts of our faith, but over the years, you know, especially separation from each other due to the COVID and many other reasons, there are some areas of concerns that also came out in the Synod, those areas where the archdiocese and parishes can work on to kind of help re-engage their parishioners. What were some of the areas that, you know, that people said, you know, this is where I'm not being fed. This is where I think that we're not doing everything that we can.
Yeah, thanks, Brenda. The information on the Synod was really, and these discernment sessions were grounded in prayer. That was at the assistance of the insistence of the Archbishop. And all these discernment sessions at the parish level began with an hour of Eucharistic adoration and a real attempt to discern, you know, where's the Holy Spirit calling us as a church in these days? And so the information came to us in two different categories, really. What are the life-giving elements in the church? Which we spoke about, but what are the wounds that need attention and healing? That was the other big category of information that came in. So things like the clergy sex abuse scandal are really still, you know, hurtful for our Catholics, an embarrassment to some extent, but just the pain of having gone through that scandal, the disappointment, the hurt, really. So healing is needed. There's divisions, many divisions in the church. People recognize that on the level of politics, you know, social issues. There's just a tremendous amount of division amongst the hierarchy. We see it in some cases. That also is a wound that people are experiencing. And there's a desire to be unified, to be one church in Christ. So there's just two big examples of issues that really are going to require some attention and healing. Ultimately, you know, we know that healing can come from Christ. The Archbishop has plans already to bring in the John Paul II Center for Healing to the Archdiocese of Portland. He's already, you know, brought them in to help his clergy kind of dig into their own hearts and understand their own woundedness and kind of what's at the heart of that. But again, the whole idea is that we look at these issues, we're honest about them, what's causing the pain and the hurt, and we just need some healing around those things. So yeah, that I'm very excited about that, Brenda, just in the best possible way, you know, understanding the hurts that are out there, and working toward healing on those.
Well, it is good consolation, I think, Todd, to know that people find strength and healing in the Eucharist, and to have this Eucharistic revival beginning across the United States, well, it'll only bolster and help all of us. And boy, to have the Archdiocese, our Archbishop, really concerned and being able to use this report to help those in need, well, it is great hope. Well, Todd, I thank you so much. I know that was just a huge undertaking when we first talked about this so many months ago, but to know that, well, our portion is done, and now we get to submit our thoughts and prayers to the Vatican and then allow that synod to gather. Well, we continue to hope for all of the outcomes. Thank you so much for your time today.
You bet, Brenda. Always a pleasure. God bless.
God bless you, too.